4 years ago, Katie Davis was homecoming queen at her high school in Brentwood, Tennessee. Today, the 22-year-old is a single mother of 13 girls in Uganda. So why would an American teenager trade in her yellow convertible and college plans to become a stay-at-home mom in Africa? Bonnie Allen has the story.
Okay, time for breakfast.
Getting 13 girls to sit down at the breakfast table is the first of many hurdles in Katie Davis's day.
Dear Jesus.
Dear Jesus.
Thank you for food.
Thank you for food.
Thank you for mommy.
Thank you for mommy.
Their mommy is American and young enough to be their sister. This morning, Davis sits at the head of a table in a gray tank top and plaid boxer shorts with her long brown hair pulled into braided pigtails. Davis is the legal guardian or foster parent of all 13 girls.
Prosy, Margaret, Agnes, Zula, Mary, Helen, Tibita.
And she hopes to adopt Joyce, them.
Sumin, Grace, and Patricia. Did I miss anyone?
No.
So how did Davis get here? Well, after high school, the Tennessee teenager and a devout Christian was eager to do volunteer work in Africa. She started teaching kindergarten at an orphanage in a small village near the town of Jinja, Uganda. One night, down the road from the orphanage, a mud hut collapsed on three small AIDS orphans during a rainstorm. Agnes was 9 years old.
I was in the hospital. And I asked Mommy whether I can live with her. And she said yes.
Davis couldn't find any living relatives willing to take them, and she refused to send them to an orphanage where there are already so many children.
A lot of times it's up to 100 kids, and the workers are always changing. Even if you form a relationship with one of the aunties or one of the mamas or whatever they call them at the orphanage, that mama might leave, and there are volunteers in and out all the time who you form attachment with, and then those people leave. And I didn't want them to have to go to an orphanage and have that life.
She rented a house, and 10 more girls moved in over the next year and a half. They had been abandoned, abused, or watched their parents wither away from AIDS.
Patricia, come pick your dress.
The youngest girl, 2-year-old Patricia, was literally given to Davis in 2009 by an HIV-positive mother who had 11 other children.
I think that's definitely something that I was made for, and God just designed me that way because He already knew that this is what the plan was for my life, even though I didn't.
To me, I think that's not acceptable. There's no way you can have more than 4 children.
That's Child Welfare Officer Carolyn Bankusha. She investigates adoption and foster care cases in Uganda's capital city, Kampala. Bankusha was surprised to hear about Davis's story and says by law, the 22-year-old American is too young to adopt children in Uganda. She must be 25 and the children have to be under 4 years of age. Bankusha also disapproves of so many children in Davis's care.
Unless the children are placed under a children's ministry or a children's home, which she can start. Otherwise, it is really bad for someone to have more than 5 children. Moreover, legal guardianship.
But Davis says she's done everything by the book and is the court-appointed caregiver for all 13 girls. Davis's oldest daughter, 15-year-old Prosy, is quick to defend the unorthodox family.
I feel like she's really my mother because she shows me love, and I feel like, yes, this is my mom.
Davis has also started a non-profit organization in Uganda called Amazima. With help from donors back in the States, Amazima sponsors 400 children to go to school and feeds more than 1,000 children 5 days a week. The job of director supports Davis and her family. But being a stay-at-home mom is her real mission. Davis scrubs her 2 youngest daughters clean in the bathtub, a battle of its own.
People definitely ask me why so many. I don't know. These are the children that God brought to my door. Knowing that there's nowhere else for them to go, I don't find myself capable of sending them away.
For that reason, Davis isn't ruling out caring for more children, as long as Uganda's courts allow it. At the end of a long day, she herds her daughters off to bed and gets them tucked in for sleep.
I love you, Mommy.
I
love you, Mommy. Good night.
Katie Davis says she hopes for a husband and biological children, too, someday. But she'll stay in Uganda for the family she already has.
Tell sisters,
for NPR News, I'm Bonnie Allen in Jinja, Uganda.